mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada.
It's true. It's really nice to unplug from your electronics and spend a week in nature connecting with people face-to-face, not on Facebook. So kids, I think, really can benefit from learning that independence of being away from home, but also the balance of the community living dynamic that happens when they are put into a cabin with other kids their age, with a college-age counselor who is helping guide them through the week and helping them to make friends. But they really get to figure out, you know, okay, what does it mean for the rest of my cabin if I don't make my bed or if I don't, you know, participate in this activity, and how do my actions impact those of others? So besides just the fun that they have at camp, they have this, you know, social learning that happens too.
If a kid has never been to camp and the parent is saying, hey, we got to get this kid reconnected with nature because they're all about the social media, what are some of the fun activities you have going on at Camp Ernst?
Horseback riding, for sure, is really fun. We have a ropes course with 5 high elements that everybody gets to do. And one of the campers' favorite places at camp is our lake, where we have a blob and a water trampoline and a banana boat that's pulled by a Sea-Doo and a 100-foot water slide, and then, of course, canoes and kayaks. And then, of course, the traditional camp activities like archery and nature and arts and crafts, sports and games.
How are the activities orchestrated so everybody's included and everybody really does have a good time?
So the counselors are trained to help kids make friends, and the activities are really designed where they rotate through the activities as a cabin group, and so they've already established relationships with these kids in their cabin from the moment they step through the door. And then as they go around throughout the week to the different activities, they're really learning how to be part of a team. So they're supporting each other at the ropes course, or they're swimming together at the pool, or, you know, they're waiting in line to shoot bows and arrows, and really, you know, building that friendship as they go.
Can the kid have a cell phone with them? What about texting? Because everybody's all about texting now. What are you doing about all that?
That's true. We are actually, the campers do not have any access to electronics. So they don't bring cell phones, so there's no texting or talking on the phone, and there's no computer access for the campers either. Now, the parents can send emails through our special email system, and where we print them out and we give them out, you know, the paper printout copy of the email with the mail call every day. And mail call is one of everybody's favorite times of day, of course, when you get your care packages and your letters from home.
Do they really get packages, care packages and cookie packages from home?
Oh my gosh, they get so many packages. Our mail carrier brings in 5 or 6 giant bags of packages every day.
Eli, thanks so much for being with us on WNKU. Now, when does camp start?
Our first week of camp is June 10th.
Thank you so much for being with us, and happy camping.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Modafada, kindly disregard this letter.